plan, game plan. So, Mitz Hashem, we will do the Sukkah of Chatzitza. We already started, we have three Shirim and Chatzitza. Not everyone was here for those three Shirim. I try to make a little bit introductory. People that was right before Yom Tov, a little thing here and there. Now we're starting for real. I mean, we started at three Shirim, but we'll start more and more nitty gritty stuff of Chatzitza. We'll be making references to things we spoke about in the what we'll call the Psicha. I'd like to finish Chatzitza in 3 weeks. Then we're starting from today. For 3 weeks from today, I'd like to do the last Shin Chatzitza. If we can, that'll be the time of Chazara and Abchina and Chatzitza. It's a very important topic. After Chatzitza, I want to start Vestas. Let's see what's going on. I'm trying to take up the big blocks, the hardest ones first. You know, the most text and the most. That's the general game plan, okay? We'll get to everything as we go. It's not the normal order that people learn Chasnida by. Trying to be pedagogical sound, try to do it that way. And we'll start things which are not as rooted in Shas and showing them. With that background, Rabbi Osan, let's begin with Siyara B'Shmaya, the Sukkah of Chatzitza again. Again, after the first three that we said, we'll start all over again from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph. Let's open up. Mechaber writes as follows, an interesting beginning, very interesting. A little bit unusual. Tzricha shetitpol kol gufa b'pamachas. That's obvious, you can't go halfway to the mikveh, half and half. First put in one half, then put in the other half. If you look at the source, there's an interesting source for this din. Fascinating source for the din. If you look at the first taz. Tashinan, v'rocha tu bo ha-shemesh v'tor. Ma b'yaz shimsha kulo kiyachas, afri chitzos kulo kiyachas. Fascinating the derivation. Sun goes down at one time, whatever that one time is. Not for now, but this one split second that's called sunset, the end of the day. So to have you one time. Lefichach, interesting. Lefichach, tzarech shelo yiel shem davar achaytitz. What lefichach? What's the connection between one thing and the other? So the Beis Yosef explains, if not for that, you can go on with a chatzitza, and then go on a second time, remove the chatzitza, just take it. She has a ring on her finger. Forgot to take the ring off. Okay, so she goes to the water. Oh, forgot the ring. No problem. Just stick the ring in. Stick the finger in. If you do a tefillah in two shots, it would work. No, it doesn't work. So you got to go into the mikvah all over again. That's the lefichach here in the Beis Yosef explains what he's driving at. Fine. Bafilu kolshu im derech bnei adam lefavim lahakpid alav chotet. Afilu im ena makperes alav ata. O afilu ena makperes alav liolam. Kevin should derech rov bnei adam lahakpid alav chotet. Im chofa rov aguf. Afilu ena derech bnei adam lahakpid bachach chotet. Ulechatchila kachusir ama. Period. Let's open the Gemara again to refresh our memories and see what exactly this is based upon. The Gemara has the Masechta Nida, what we'll call our Perek, the Perek Tinokas, the last Perek, Samach Zion and Beis, line 3. Yitzchok says, V'ator Ruba Amakbedal of Chotetz. Ruba in a makbid of enochotates, because while Ruba shena makbid mishim Ruba a makbid, because of miuta makbid mishim Ruba a makbid, so digza now miuta shena makbid mishim miuta a makbid, see if it's xera, a naked nixa xera, that's for the second Gemara. P.S. here, is there another Gemara which holds differently? In the second Chafifa, we saw the Kiddush, one of the Gedolei Apolskim, and we said he didn't find anywhere else, it's a machlokas asukis, like Chafifa, Shabbat, they disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak. Not for now. Okay, we're assuming passing halacha lemaisa like this. Gemara has quoted the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shine. We spent a lot of time the last three shirim on the Rashi. Rashi says, it's quoted here on the Kute Rashi. Eno makbedalov, have a kagufo af agav da have a ruba v'lo chayetz, have a kagufo behol v'en sofo litlo u botol legabei v'lo chayetz. Rashi and Sukkah davov. That's a whole deal. What happens, going to take it off for a later time, etc., etc. So that's going to come up again later in the Shulchan Aruch over here right away, because this din in the Mechaber something which you're makbet upon later on, that's based upon the sheet of the Ravid. And the Ravid is quoted, that svara is quoted twice in the Rosh. Just to have to refresh our memories very briefly. The Rosh has Hilchos Mikvos at the end of Hilchos Nida, at the very end of the 10th Perek. And here he quotes the Ravid. It's in Simen Chov Vov, where in Toma Tabas the Chukah, Amai Chote, Tzalo, Miyuto, and Makbel, Pirish Ravid's out. Pirish Makpedes, Asiru Bishas Lisha. The Kayan the Makpedes Bishumpam, Afal Pirish and Makpedes Bishas Tvila, Havi Chatzitza. Okay, we mentioned that this the first, very first Zichron Yosef, Pesach Tshuva quote at the very beginning of Kuf Tzadiches. This is a review again from last time. Ayin Shut Zichron Yosef, which we saw on the screen last time before Yontif, that Davka Shemak Peres Lita Mizumanos. Okay, Tabas Lisha Lisha, and the way Imiklo Isa Lolish Kama Pama Mayoma Mocha Misirasa. And Rav Moshe Feinstein and Nigus Moshe understands it means it can happen at any moment. Any moment. Avlam ena makperes rak pam achas asman meruba lo. Ramosha zamaruba is lav dafka. Is it a set time? It could happen at any moment. In other words, how do you define zamaruba? Fine. Atkan. Okay. This is some agree with him, some disagree with him, as we have seen it, as we shall see. But before we get back to that prat, there's a fascinating diag in the Taz, which is a matter of great controversy. You may have noticed that is a slight change in the Lashon of the Mechaber. I don't know if you picked it up. Bafilu kol shehu is a chatzitza. When? Im derech b'nei odom lafomim lahak b'n olav choteitz. Afilu m'enem akperes olavata. Because derech b'nei odom, the way of people, is to be makbet. That's on one hand. Oh! Afilu enem akperes olav the olam herself, kevin shederech rov bnei odom lahakbet olav chotzitz. The word rov is found the second time, not found the first time. Wow, who even notices these things? Well, the Taz did. What does the Taz say? In derech bnei odom, nira bir lashon zeh, derech bnei odom lahakbet olav zeh, af al pi she. Ain rov bnei odom makpidim rak tzoson. But there's an additional factor. What's the additional factor? Vizu aisha regila lahakpid gamkein alzeh bepomim acherim rak she'achshav enem makpedes. All right. Oh, what's the second half of the mechaber? Afilu enem akperes b'shumpam v'rov me'onem akpidem alzeh chotetz. So if the rov people, it's chotetz for sure. If it's not a rov people, then what? So if it's a derech of some b'neonem to be makpid, but and she is makpid at a later time, it's chotetz. Aval in mikvitz b'neonem makpidem v'zu enem akperes li'olam. She's never makbid. And some people are makbid, but it's not the majority. Lo havi chatzitza. Okay. Wait a minute. So if the minority is to be ignored, then why does the minority count in the ratio? What do you say in the ratio? The ratio has the minority count. The minority counts if she is makbid later on. So therefore, there's a non-equation between she's makbid now and makbid later on, and there is a factor of mitzvahs bnei odom. These are two chidushim nifloim, which the Taz has based upon his read of the literal understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. That's why he says in one place, he says derech bnei odom, and he throws it in the context where eino makpedes olav ata. What's ata doing? The Mechaber is mixing agendas. There are two separate shilas over in the Mechaber. One is, if you're makbel later or not now, the rabbi is mechadish, it's a problem. Maybe others might disagree, or whatever it may be. And two is, does it depend upon that woman, or depend upon the majority of the world? The Mechaber sort of conflated these two seemingly totally separate issues into one presentation leads the Taz to say, well, there's a connection between the two. In other words, if it's a kapeda of the woman right now, that itself is a knockout, even if she alone. If it's a kapeda of her later on, it only is a knockout if it's mixed with bnei adam. Mixed with bnei adam itself wouldn't do anything, only if it's rove, if she's never knocked. That's what the Taz says, and if you read the words of the Mechaber, it certainly makes sense that that's what it means. It's a chiddush nifla on two levels, but that's what the Taz has, how he reads the words of the Mechaber. That's how he reads it. Okay, fine. Does everyone agree to this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let's turn to the Sidrei Torah. Sidrei Torah. Does everyone have the Shulchan Aruch with you? I'll make sure that either that or your computer. I'd rather have to put things on the screen if we could see things in Svara. He calls the Sefer Shiurei Torah once you get to this siman. Of course, if you look on the top, Sidrei Torah, that's here, it's called Shiurei Torah, but I still call it the Sidrei Torah. Hope you don't mind. That's not colloquially, Sidrei Torah, even though he changed the name to Shiurei Torah. Fine. Let's read the Sidrei Torah of Cotton Dalit. In Derech. Kosev Ataz al Shon. That's one case. Oh, I feel that makpedes b'shumpam for all bnei adam makpedim alzeh chotitz. I'm a mixes bnei adam makpedim v'zu ene makpedes liolam v'avichatitza. Mavu midvarav. Do adinim achshav ene makpedes. That's what the Taz says. No. The Mashakos, what Tuva Shavanarach, in Derek Adam, before him, what's a little robe in Adam? That's how the base Yosef and the Bach understood the tour. That's all. They made out much ado about nothing. No. Umashasim, I feel, in a Macpedis, all of Atta, who are then the God may Adam, a Macpedim, all of Atta. I feel, all he kites. Why? Because it's not for later on. He's not referring to that kind of a case. What case? Roma not Makbin, and she's Makbin. Let's take a look. What do you find out? Is it here in Sif Aleph? Let's read it again. Read the Mechaber Sif Aleph again. He says, that's the Sheet of Haravid. I feel in Makpedes all the Olam of Kemet Yudef Adam Roben Chotetz. That's all we're talking about over here. Nowhere here in the Mechaber is he discussing the case where she's Makbid and most people are not Makbid, because Derech in the beginning also means Rove. Okay, what's Taka Din in that kind of a case? What's the Din? Okay, says the Sidrei Torah. Lashabes Yosef Hela Shumachlokus Ben Arama Varashba. As we'll see soon, women as far near came in the Kaim and the Hach Kshidus Aramba Batur. The Taya Gam came big Peter Di Da. Okay, gentlemen. Either way, it's no good. But the most people are Makbid, it's a Chitzitza, and if she's Makbid, she's the Meshugana, still Mak. We would not apply what principle? What would you might have said? What? Well, that's a Galadim, right? No, we say it L'chumra. If she's not Makbid, most people are always, then we say Badla Daita. But if she is all the one in the world's Makbid, then we do not say Badla Daita, and we say it's also a Kpeda. So it works for Makbid in both directions. What can you do? That's what we pass in Allah. Okay? So, therefore, continue to Sidrei Torah. Him dark ala hakbid b'pom macheros, hafa pi sha'ach shavein makpedes, v'kam hafil l'miu b'nei makbid in love, hazeh hafilu hachichayetz. The miu b'nei anamas, he says, Eino malav, eino morid. To belav achim miyut command alas adamim. He could tie a big pain of the dog and the rope. The cave and she mak peres al zeh bepom macheretz. Half a piece of shakshar in mak peres alav. Filochi chayitz. Do me the move of the yama. Pinam al zeh bepom macheretz. Half a piece of shakshar in tefillah in mak peres. Vagami mak peres. That it makes much more sense to submit to the Taz. I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest. This, it makes much more sense. Much more sense. Fine. Fine. That's what we assume halacha lemaisa. Does everyone agree with this? Well, the Rashba may disagree. Take a look, but since we're up to open the Sidra Tara anyway, let's have a look. Let's open Tehei. Okay? Next, the very next words. Kevin Shederech Rov Bnei Odom. The Hecha the Rov Bnei Odom Ein Makpidim Vehi Makpedes. Because of Abbas Yosef, Shema Rambam Vatur the Chotetz, Varash Becholik Azeh, Usviule, Lo Azlina Basak Peled Dido, Afilu LaHachmir, Kiim Basak Ruba Diyalma, Bein LaHokel, Bein LaHachmir. Right? You follow the majority. Any her own feelings, but LaDaita in both directions. Okay. The Bach wrote No Machloek, even the Rashi used the Rambam. Nah, he didn't look. He didn't look in the Torah of Bayis HaOruch. He wrote three svarim. Torah of Bayis HaOruch. Then he wrote Torah of Bayis HaKotzer. Like it is a kitzer. Then they were all attacked in the Bedek HaBayis. And he himself wrote, shh, as if it's written by a third party. Yes, that's the style of the Rishonim. As if it's a disinterest. It always happens to agree with the Rashma. Yeah? He wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis. But that the Shach gives away the secret that it was written by the Rashba himself. Whatever. That was a star in those days. For us, we find that strange, no? A man writes anonymously, defending the author against the Masig, and it's really him. Today, they wouldn't appreciate that kind of star. Okay, that's how it was in those days. You have to understand the same way as the way the Rav and the Balamor talk about each other. Oy. We're not past the PC test today, you know. But that's how they spoke in those days. I'm sure that they had great comfort for one another. It was a style to speak to write that way. Yeah. Okay. We have to do things in our style. We should not emulate the style of yesteryear. Okay. In both of these respects. Fine. Okay. Right. Let's read the Torah Sabbath. He quotes it. Talia b'Tosefta. Look inside. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer. Beis ha-storim v'nesu'a chotet b'fnuya n'chotet pirish v'sha n'esu'a makperes chotet zgan al-baila. Okay, so she'll be more careful about the beis ha-storim than a single woman. Kach pirish rash b'pirish ha-mishnah b'kvos mishnehei. That's what's parent. Test mishnehei, that's what the parent talks mostly about chatzitzis. But kashel ikzas to l'chora havi mashma de Rabbi Shimon Shizuri de Tosefta asik Rabbi Lezer de Masnissin Reish perk test in mikvos, that's not awesome. The elush ein chotetzin, kalkali harosh beis hashechi beis hastor beish. Rabbi Lezer mer echad ish vechad isha hamakbedol of chotet, shein makbedol of ein chotet. Alma rabbanon ben makperes ben ein makperes chotetzin. Rabbi Lezer, v'yesh loma to the rabbanon came in the dark and shall noshin the suos lahakbid. Afilu eino makpedes bot la daita ula ola benesua darka la hakbit vahepech piyish the kevin chain darka and shalanosha la hakbit afal piyish ezeh makbit bot la daita. Exactly what the Beis Yosef said to the Rashba held, that you follow the majority in both cases, the kul and the chumra. L'rabba lezer, no, fakert Kol echad v'yechad l'fiyak podas l'menish menisha v'kam k'rabonin. End quote. Verbatim quote from the Rashba. Torah says Aruch. The Kotzer didn't say that, because the Kotzer doesn't quote Shas. He just gives his own opinions. But here he quotes Shas. Hari behed is because of the hepech b'ish t'kev and shein dark and shalom noshon l'hakbin af al pish shuzeh makbin bala daita v'zekadivri abeis yosef. Good. So it's done. He doesn't let the Beis Yosef go so easily either. Akam shusa demar and Beis Yosef leyadati shekosa shmedivya Rambam yesh lodum. He's not so sure what the Rambam held. Not so sure what he held. What do you mean? The mashba the tola adava elik peidasa shel zu Aval im Einerich Makpedes Af al Pisha Derech Sharnoshan Akvit Lo Chaips Di Bosa Di Do Azlinan Ben Kula Ben Chumra Shalok Devi Arashma. That's what he thinks maybe according to the Rambam depends exclusively on her, just as the according to the Rashi depends exclusively on the majority. Eichav Shalom Farsh Kedem Rambam If Ken Yizbar Rambam Karabel Lezer Da Kol Tole B'Kpeda Shal HaTovel Ben Chilbe Yishlisha. We just saw that in the Mishnah in Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel for a Rambam Pasuk by the Perek Beis in Mikvos at Ketana Kabel the Rabbi Lezer the Mechalek Ben Ishli Isha Vakochok Tamad the Noshim Dak on the Hak Ben Mashenk and Anoshim the Bas La Tovel as Linan Uvek Pei Laso the Kaptinan and the Chalek Ben Ishli Isha we're gender blind. If you're Makbid, you're Makbid, you're not, doesn't matter if you're male or female. But kids, he doesn't see what the problem is. It's clear as day what the din is. What's that? It's my focus. The Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam is machben in both directions. That's how we pass from the Dina. And the Rashba depends only on the majority. There's no one in the halacha who says it depends only on her. Rabbi Elazar, the Tana held away. We don't pass in the halacha. Okay, Adkan. Rabbi Elazar, with me, so far? This is important to understand the bottom line of all these machloks. We're very bottom line oriented, these things, because it's very, very important. Very important. Okay. Now the Ramah. The Ramah says, Xera, right? The Chachila, Lo Titbol Afila B'dvorim She'en Chotzin, Xera Meshim Dvorim Chotzin. What's he talking about? Hagos Shari Dura. I can show everybody Hagos Shari Dura and remind me how to get it. See if you have Lacha Minik. We show him. On the Shari Dura or Hagos Shari Dura? Shari Dura, okay. Hold on, Shari Dura. Hagos Shari Dura. Nida. I think it's Yud Aleph. Set it aside, Yud Beis. I think it's Yud Aleph. It's a different. No, type of Yud Beis. You see, you have a different pagination in your tradition. It's Yud Aleph. They said it Yud Beis. Here we go. Watch. Elu dvorim shechotzin ba'odah. Chutei tzemer v'chutei pishn v'chutei shekorchen b'em aseya b'rosh v'shar v'komos k'on hecha d'mehudokim. Aval achutim shebetzavar shetolim b'em akmeim imeina mehudokim ena chotzin. It's a sugim b'sef l'shabas on the ma'am v'komos. How you doing ma'am v'komos, Rebosa? I gave it ma'am v'komos a while ago already. Of course, it included the entire Beis Yosef and Simchuf Tzavches. I'll keep you busy for a while. But it's for a reason. Everything is important, it says. Okay? Now, it's nafos sheyeshtem l'chesheyeshenim lo shemosim emnasim chalulim asireshes edach otetis im tovleba oslo tefila. Watch this. Aba l'chatchila lo titbol behen gzeira otu osun shena chalulim v'chen b'chutin shena mudokin otu mehudokin. And this is the source of it. Hagos Shari Dura. This is the only source. The only source is this. This is it. Finished. Oh. Let's once again sneak a peek into the Sidrei Tara. Sivkotan Vov. Big Sidrei Tara day. Tells you the source, Hagos Shari Dura. Okay. I can't read the whole thing, it's a little too loud. He quotes that the Beis Yosef Lochosh, the Divri Sahagos Shari Dura, Uvemes Ben Agamara Mukach, the Rifyon Mahani, Afilu Lechatchila, the Lo Titbo Behem Acha Terapim Shaninu, Mukach, the Rifyon Mahani, Afilu Lechatchila. You see that it was about Shas. Either Shahagos Shari Dura, Eino Elam Ichumro So Achronim, was the Hirus Bialmo. Okay? Very, very important. Very important. Kota Beis Yosef Nichos Netilas Yadayim. Tabas Refuya should remove. Why? Two reasons. Lo Biki'ina Mashir Rifyon. I'm not sure how tight is tight. Or Lo Lesi Lehatir Afim Mehudekas. Xeris loose or too tight. Remember Paschas away. In another Biki'in. What's called Rifyon? Achronim Es Kasha. Here in Sifchav Gimel Pasuk, Tafila b'tfila, which is more chomer than the tefila, rafi and a chotetz. So yes, the chatchila kama. The Ramah says over here, the chatchila. The same thing. The same thing. Okay, fine, the same thing. Says the Marshal, the next paragraph. Women take off their rings, b'shas tefila, afila refuya, we're not bucky. Okay, fine. They call it a Torah Sabayis. There's a little bit of a mistake. We're not going into all the details right now. Adka. The bottom line is, Meike Redin, it's mutter, it's a chumas achronim, not to rely upon this leniency. Finished. It's interesting, we mentioned what will happen, this happens in the mikvah all the time. Can't get the ring off. They can't get the ring off. Now what? Why? Why? I hope your wife can get a ring off when she wants. Both women will take off to whenever they do the tzedayim. No? They put it in their mouth sometimes. Once it's all about balas tshuva, she says, what's this meaning of putting a ring in your mouth when you do the tzedayim? The reason is because they're afraid they'll put it down and they'll lose it. Tell you my Shabbos Aveda story. No, I never told you. If you don't remember, say it. It's worth repeating. In my biggest Hashavas Aveda ever, I think. It was back, I was a bacher at the yeshiva, in smicha, and in the door, one day I came to wash my hands until it's time for breakfast. The same sink. There's only one sink, you know, there's only one sink in the cab. It's crazy. One sink, I have to go to the back. But in the boom, there's only one sink with a mirror, with a ledge. Same thing, nothing's changed. You know, this story is, 40 something years ago, whatever the exact digit, I can't tell you, but the upper 40 digit, something like 48 years ago, something like that. All of a sudden, I see a diamond ring glistening on the shelf. One single solitary diamond ring. It's breakfast time. I tell everybody, we're here, breakfast time. I said, listen, my sandwich can wait. Took the ring, first thing I took it and put it in my pocket. No one else would take it. Then I look, survey the crowd, look for a candidate. I figured out it's only one ring. If she's married, it's two rings. Wedding band. Who's engaged here? So I'd look around. There weren't that many women in the whole place. There's one, you know, one woman was wearing a shetel or a hat or two. It's not her. I saw a couple. They were very young. Looked like they were a nice, good couple. And they're talking to each other. And her hair's uncovered. I'm guessing this is it. But what do you do? I'm going to give a simon on her diamond ring. What about diamond rings? I don't know anything about diamond rings. I still don't. Kavachomo and my bocher with shayar, and I know nothing. I'm going to make a simon. I forget to do the thumb trick. But it was in my pocket. I walked over to these two people. I said, just chatting nicely. Over there, whatever they're eating. I said, good morning, good morning. Did any of you, by any chance, lose anything? I mean, there's no way you can guess what I'm talking about. That's a simon muvuk. The woman looks at her finger and goes, ah! That was a simon muvuk. I gave it to her. If you imagine, here's the chassid who spent his last penny on this ring and he lost it. So I learned the lesson there that day. She should have put it in her mouth. Whatever. That's like talking about diamond rings now. I'm not a different sheet about that, but that's not for now. Okay. Right. So we have over here this concept. It's tight, can't come off. And it happens, I had the shadow more than once from my mikveh, can't get the ring off. Can't get the ring off. What do you do? So you can go leave the mikveh, go to a locksmith, he'll take a... That shouldn't hurt the person, it's not so easy to clip the ring off. Not so easy, I couldn't do it. With any tool, I'm afraid it hurt the woman's finger. But an expert can do it. That'd not be good for a shalom bias. Where's the ring, honey? Well, okay, let's leave that out. We won't finish the conversation. So the poskim say, if it's refuya, we can be make. How do you define refuya? Someone said refuya means, well, if you throw it like this, the ring's gonna come off. Just wave your hand like this. Obviously, it's not true. You can't even get it off. You try. So we're make a halacha lemaisa. If you can turn the ring fairly easily. But you can't get it past the knuckle. Often the knuckle will expand either during pregnancy or whatever reason. The knuckle expands, and that's tightest spot, because it's a little bit, the circumference is a bit less over here. There's a little more give. You feel it? You feel it on your own finger. You feel your finger. There's a little more give on the soft, whatever it is, in the finger, and then the hard knuckle, which is a little bit bigger also. So you turn it around a few times and put it under the water. After that, later on, Mayim Makdimim, and the Chatchila, we tell them, when you go under the water, turn it in the water. And you go a few times. Usually, one time you just go stam. One time you go under, turn the ring while you're totally under the water, turn the ring. So the water will get into every piece. That's how Lacha L'maisa we do in such a circumstance. It happens. It's been known to happen. So we consider that to be in the category of Refuya. Not everybody agrees that it's true. The Bali HaShulchan talks about it as well. I'm sure it happened. He had the Shaila too. We'll take a look in Bali HaShulchan. Kuf Sariches Sif Katan Ayin. No. Sorry. Kuf Ayin. Kuf Ayin. Sif Chav Gimel. Talking about Tabos. Refuyim and Rechotetze. What does that mean? Imiyev shel asirim nafcha yod namachmas ibur v'chadoma. He also knows about pregnancy. Tenase etzal tzorev zav shiasirenu. Try to get, not to break it, to get it out somehow or other. You'll be able to pull it out like a... Imiyev shel bekach nirish muteras litbo kei kol shadabas rofui the memokam diyev shel havik diyevit. Very nice. That's very nice. And of course, the question becomes, how do you define that? How do you define that? Whoa. How do you define that? It doesn't give an example precisely how to define it. So, earlier in Refuyim, in Kuf Samach Tes, he says, Im hu misagel be'etzbo al nokel uvemiyut hano with an ayin, just turn a little bit, it moves, v'yadu asho rafui, as opposed to those who say it has to fall off when you throw something. Now that's really rough. That's really, you're going to lose it, really. That's really bad news. The first sheet he quotes from the Me'iri, so that's what we pass on the halacha, and the second sheet that we don't pass like is the Mari Bruna, who heard it, Mikidoli Olam. We follow them Eri. Okay? That's what he calls in Kuf Samach Tes. There's a following fascinating idea in his Biurim over here as follows. Use a Lashon, Imi Evshe Bekach. You can't get it off. He says, wait a second. Can't get it off? You can't get it off? What will happen if it's tight? So far the impression is conveyed. That's it. Even with the evidence Chol says. Why is this different than Sif Mem Zayin? Of course, everyone talked to Sif Mem Zayin. Unfortunately, Mem Zayin also exists in today's world. Unfortunately. Sif Mem Zayin, gentlemen. We don't like to talk about these things, but we have to be realists. Min Kinim. We think about Kinim and Pesach night. That's the ultimate thing about Kinim. But anyone knows, if you have a kid in preschool, what happened the first day? Lice check. And you fail the lice check, you're sent home. And in Eretz Yisrael, people fail the lice check regularly. In Broyers, sometimes. No, I kid you not. And there's no, that's it, you're out. Because they're afraid it could cause epidemic. Little kids, you know, all over each other. If you have lice, you're out, you're home. Lice, nits, whatever, I don't know what these things go on. And apparently it's common even in today's world. We have shampoo and this and that. And it still exists. So even a married woman can have lice. Maybe she got it from her kids. Whatever it may be. What happens in that case? It's if Mem Zion. Dvukim bebokim noshim bebokim seyer v'nin bokim bechozik bebosim tzorach la'asir and aydei chamin v'legodim etzik. You gotta wash your hair in hot water and to scratch them off. V'im ein oyoch la'asiron. Can't. You can't get rid of it. You just can't get rid of all the lice. Nits, whatever it may be. Ain't no chotzeitz. Ain't no chotzeitz for both sides. Why ain't no chotzeitz? Why? Makkah means you want to take it off. You can't take it off. That's it. Finish. You can't take it off. Can't take it off, so it's not chotzeitz. We should say the same thing over here. Say it's impossible to take it off, and therefore it's like the lice. Ah, you say you can get a locksmith to break it? She can get a bar, but it'd take off her hair. I think she could do, but she doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to break the ring. She'd, as he puts it over here, the expression that he has, even though it's possible to get somebody to break it. Second, we over here. Mm-hmm. No, doesn't want to break it. She'd rather remain on her hand, even though it bothers her when she's doing what she's doing, than lose it completely. That should be considered Eino Makpid. Sure enough, he quotes a Neta Sorek, that Eino Chinami, B'dieved, she already was home with her husband, then we can be Mekil to Mir Chena Makpid, because she doesn't want to break it. And the Dr. Shuvah quotes a little bit, part of this as well. He didn't bring the Raya from Kinim, he should have brought that Raya from Kinim, which is a good Raya. Adkan, the Biurim, the Remaschal Refuyim, here in Simen Kuf Tzadiches, Sif Chof Gimel.
Ready?
Yes.
If the woman was to need dough right now, she wouldn't be able to take the ring off.
Right.
So then why should it be, even according to the rabbit, why would it be a fatigue?
She can't take it off.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying.
No, but he's saying like...
You can take it, you can break it.
Yeah, but she wouldn't want to break it.
That's exactly the point. She wouldn't want to break it.
And she'd rather need the dough.
Need the dough with the ring on and break it. Break it. For sure.
Why does she even have to turn it then? Like, why should they?
According to this, you wouldn't have to. But not everyone agrees with this for whatever reasons, and therefore we tried very hard to turn it. It's almost always, I've never had a case in my memory we weren't able to turn the ring. Now I agree with you how you define turning the ring. His lashon over here was, we said before, when he refuyim, that you can turn it. What was the lashon that we used over here? From the Meiri, Miss Agal Betzbal and Al Nokel Uvemir Hano. You know, I'm not in the mikvah when this thing happens. How do you define easily with a small amount of movement? I'm guessing that sometimes maybe it was really with a little bit more. I wasn't there. But in a pinch, if it's not satisfying the Meiri's criterion, you have to end up relying on the Yosfar, on the Biyumisfar. Either way, that's halacha lemaisa. Good. Before we go further, I mentioned you the Hagosh Haridura, that's still on the screen over here. He's talking about a case where it's chotzeitz, but it would be chotzeitz, but it's loose. But it's loose. The question, of course, becomes what'll happen in a situation in which it is a miyut she'eno makbid. Miyut she'eno makbid. Over here, in this tziyunim, he says, "Uke'ein she'kosa v'chokmas onam le'inyan miyut she'eno makbid." What that means? If yevsher, it's okay b'di'evin. That means chokmas onam saying that you're not permitted to go into the mikvah with the Mir Chena Makbid. Where did he get it from? The first Ramah. He read the first Ramah to me. Let's go back to the first Ramah. Gentlemen, the Ramah Sif Aleph. Please turn back to the Ramah Sif Aleph. Not clear what the Ramah meant. It's clear what the source meant. It's still on the screen. He's only talking about what we call Refuyim. You make a mistake, what's called Rafu, Yegzera, Otu, Hop, Mahudok, as we saw before from Nagos, Shari, Dure, and other similar sources. But this idea of Mir Chena Makbid, where does it say that? The Ramah writes, "Lachatchil lo tippel afilu bedvarim shenu chotzitzin, zera otu dvarim chotzitzin." What's the context? So the Chachmas Adam assumed, and others agree with him, that the Ramah seems to ask for lachatchila a miyut she'eno makbid. Who said so? The Taz. Taz have gotten Dalit. Taz says, watch this. He gives you the whole story. Mir Chena Makbid, title the Tivusa, Logozru. V'ho, the Kosev Ramo, Achakach, Gzeira otu dvaram chotasin. Hanu afilu miat miat even miat shenem akma. That's the Taz's pshat in Rama. Also, come on the chatchila. Avo diyevad lo gazvin and gzeira l'gzeira. See, the Taz clearly understood the Rama to mean that as well. But it's not so poshut where it comes from. If you look in the original Rama, everything comes from, of course, from the Dark Emotion. You know, everyone knows that, right? That's why we have the Torah Shulchan in one volume. It's a little easier for us. Open to the Dark Emotion, if you don't mind. Sifkot and Beis, the Dark Emotion, and Kuf Sarichas. Kosa God Shari Dura. Af Dvorim She'enem Chotzitzin Lo Tipol Pemachat Chila Zera Ad Dvorim She'chotzitzin. Right, it's right over here. What's the case? Yeah, but what's the particular circumstance? Something which is what? It could be a makbid, all right. Just that it's not mahuda. So in the footnote on the bottom, Yud Beis, you should have my footnotes probably. L'chora kavanos al dvarim shem refuim tzas v'chadom and l'knosim. Shemayim nechnasim ben, afiloch yilo tippo ben anem b'shem gzeir b'ot v'vram shenem b'udag l'tfei, right? Parentheses. Avolin yin miyat shenem akbit, lo nizka shom gzeir azu. So the Taz said it on his own. Maybe the words of the Ramah sound that way, if you don't in the context. Why am I saying this? Because there are some women who insist on going into mikveh with something which is a miyat shenem akbit. Shouldn't allow it. It's against the Rama. Not necessarily. Who says it's against the Rama? Maybe the Rama is only talking about something which is makbid, but it's roughly. We don't find them a first Rama. Now, Gosh Arduin never said it. Maybe this din doesn't exist even as a Chumash Achronim. Not even. Limud Tzchus on women who are a little bit more makel when it comes to these things. Fine. It's interesting, the Gra in Sifkot and Dalet. I'd like you to figure this out for me, because I'm not sure what he means. Ulechat Chila, Ayin resolved per exam the Babakama pe beza min aleph, uvetosus sham v'shetehe. Who knows what this means? You know what Babakama pe beza, it's about Chafifa. We spent a lot of time on it already. Let's take a look at the Tosus that the Gra is referring to. Know about this, but the Chafifa is Barosh, not Sharaguf, Donin Hadocha, da-da-da, World of B.S. Mayim, da-da-da. What in the world is the Vilna Gaon saying? What's the connection between this Ramah and this Tosfos? Well, that's to say that maybe this Hadocha in Sharaguf is to eliminate the possibility of a Mir Chena Makbet. It's not explicit. I'd like you to figure out if you've got a bit of shot in the ground. Is there any super commentary on the ground? Does it exist in Nidah?
Yeah,
Mesifta.
Birkas Eliyahu or something?
Birkas Eliyahu.
Yeah, Mesifta
Shavanach. Is it Mesifta Shavanach?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta get that.
Nissan had one.
Oh, we have to get it back from him. I spoke to him yesterday.
There's a
theorist
called
Birkas Eliyahu. And Hilchot Nida too?
I don't think so.
Well, it's a
Mesifta. Line by line on every.
You know, I may even have that somewhere. Well, someone gave me once a Mesifta Shulchanach. It was on this, it was on. Okay, thanks for reminding me. I'm just wondering exactly, not clear to me what he means, the Gra. Not sure. Fine. Good. It's interesting, when it comes to Refuyim, there's a machlekas about Refuyim. How can it be? How can machlekas? There's here what we call the Rabos of Shorashi. It's on the Mount of Kermis. I don't want to go into the whole thing right now. It's in Shabbos Afnun Zayin, because it takes too much time, and we don't have that much time to discuss these things. But take a look over here a little bit in the Pischei Tshuva Dalet. Just get a little bit of a taste of this. taste. Bischichuba Dalit is talking on Siv Dalit. Chutei Seir Einem Chotzitzin. Okay. That's the Gemara Mesech to Shabbos Taf Nun Zayin. Okay. Them Hoyim Mus Hovos Chotzitzin. The Makperes Aleim Shlot the Tanfen. So what? But the water gets in. Take a look at Bischichuba Dalit. Kosh the Bush Yisrod. Oh, yeah. Afal Gav the Maya Aili Behu. Umayazik Masha Makperes Lassim. Who cares? For Kosh the Bush Yisrod. Tatur Pasuk Rabosom Sharashi. And Shabbos Nun Zayin gives it a marabok exactly Rashi to my Honami. Tahanu Dinim the Sifalef, the robe of Makbib Chotet, Mari Af the Aili Maya, Pile Ploim. Rabosom Sharashi hold, even though the water gets underneath, it's still considered to be in the category of a Chatzitza. Yeah, only be the evidence after the fact. Shimshon Bala, we're not going to be. To make it go again. Wow. Wow. Are we worried about this? Is that what the Ramah's worried about over here in Sif Dalit? That'd be very, very strange. Possible like this? How can it be? How can it be? Take a look at it. It's a little bit later on in the Pisca Tshuva. Sif Memvav, neither Shetovla Bibigodel, Muteres, after who rove, after Shanami the Makbid. How can it be? Because there's a proof positive that if it's Rafui, it's not a Chatzitza. So how can the Ramoi worry about the Rabos of Sharashi? How can it be? How can it be? Now, if you take a look in the Rosh, Rabosai Simon Chavches, how he handles this, the Godea story. And I have a particular issue to bring up on this too. Simin Chav Ches Hilchos Mikvos. There we go. Nida Yecholo Litba Bebegodeo Fishamayim Nechnosim Taras Abegodim. Black and white. The Rosh passing this way. The Mech is passing this Mem Vav this way. Since we know one who really disagrees. No. So Madani Yontif writes over here. Sivkot and Dalit. So before Shigamara. She's pulling a shtick to be Matara Begodim. Okay. Fine. It's Yontif. So you can't do the Tfilus Begodim themselves. So Yamarem is Vitaval Shilavusha. And the Tfilah works. Lavucha Milsa Shimatakanis Tfilus Atzma Nichnissa. It's going swimming. As the rush is over here. Fine. What always gets underneath? Fine. Fine. Yechola. As the Beis Yosef says. Okay. The peg by my isha simin beis at the cost of the esh mefarshim the tanif and kagon shachut and mushoven. That's our Rama we just saw. V'yofen numu tunafen nachas hamayim ulekach makpido slas tirim b'shas tefila shlo yislachushim get dirty cause of zelashono v'lo daim yelib godeo sheet tzricha lifoshtam b'shas tefila v'lo chashin and dilma osa lasu yinu u'mash b'lo chatchila lo tibba b'godeo ala tzricha lifoshtam. Totally different issue. Alright. Okay. Ella. Shabilchos Nida Bekitsa Sharabenu Zal Kosa Bedya Vitim Shot Chaluka Vitimbo. She's supposed to take off your garments. No one goes with garments into the mikvah. So now, gentlemen, is an issue of Tevilas Giores. So when I was much younger, I asked Rav Melech Shechter Zatzal, what do you do with Tevilas Giores? You know, peeping toms, you know? So He showed us how to do it. The woman takes a sheet, and she holds a sheet over her body. She walks to the mikvah. When the rabbi walks into the mikvah, all he sees is the back of her head. We ask her to turn around for a second to make sure it's her, and she's covered completely with a sheet. See nothing, zero, much less than you see in the street, nothing. Then, when it's time for the tefillah, he says, okay, we say, you know, count to three, jump up a little bit, and jump down, let go of the sheet. The sheet will float to the top. Once we see her hair going under the water, we know by definition, since the hair is the highest part of her body, by definition, her body is under the water. We close, we scream out kosher, we slam the door, and she knows there's no men in the room. Then she comes up. In case she was a little bit nervous of going with someone might see, so she takes off the sheet, and she, after she makes a bracha, assume it's a vada geiris, and she goes her second time under the water with nothing on, and only the mikvah lady sees her. Well, that's fine. As we'll get to it, all women go twice. Because the base kamatim is supposed to go twice, and because of brachas, they make the bracha in between. These Ashkenazi women, but idot mizrachim, we'll get to later. But yeah, good. That's what we always did it for decades of doing it that way. So then they started with this whole tumult. There was a sad situation somewhere. I don't go into it right now. Very sad. So they were more worried about the tznius. They said, you know, you should wear a robe. A robe. This way, you don't have to worry about your holding the sheet. What if you let go of the sheet? Something's going to go wrong. A robe. A robe is a robe is a robe. There can't be anything wrong with that. And we know, we saw beferish. Neither my bells. We go there. So Giyaros and the bells, we go there. No problem. I wasn't so happy about this change because we just learned that that's may not necessarily be the chatchila. The sheet is better. Especially, so we have a special sheet, a special robe which is made from sheets. Someone took some old sheets and made a robe. We have two of those in our bezdin. But other than that, they're using the terry cloth robes that exist in the mikveh, that's used by the woman, not for the tefillah, for the dressing room, v'chule. I'm not so happy that for two reasons. One, it clings a little bit. Water still gets under. Number two, it's too short. It's, you see more with the robe than you see with the sheet. It's not terrible. I don't exaggerate. So I still hold for my sheet, but again, you do what you have to do. But that, let me tell you that you see nothing. And the women will make a tumult. Believe me. Different street. We see in shul is much more than what the rabbis see in the mikveh when the Giyoros goes to the done proper. The East and the Kiyam Hashem and Yisroel. We shouldn't think that any lack of tzvius. It's none. Zero. It's laying with real life. Real life. Fine. Now both sides. How many of you have there are different, you know, Otsam and Farshams and different versions of the Shulchan Aruch? Some of them have a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. The one I have at home has one, the good one. This one I have in front of me does not have the Chasam Sofer directly. Maybe it's quoted a little bit. Piskei Tshuva quotes a bit of it. The famous Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Yordei Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei. Did we bring that up on the screen before Yontif? Anyone remember? No. But let's open up right now. We have a few minutes to start it, and I guess on Sunday it will continue with Siyata Deshmai. Fascinating, fascinating. Shuvas Chasam Sofer. Look at this. Kalal shetovlos usoseen arukos. Vasidin lokus achabilas mitzvah. In parts of Hungary, like you have in Satma today, which just came from Hungary, you know, and in Meir Shorim, you see this a lot, women have no hair. You familiar with that? You see? I mean, you haven't seen it, because you don't look under these, whatever they have there. You have these little boxes and whatever. There's no air. That's a minig, which exists in a certain part of Europe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, that you dare not impose it on your wife, as you come from a certain community. Why they cut the hair? Three reasons. One, because if chalila v'chas, one hair goes over the water, the tefillah is no good. Two, chatzitza in the hair. Three, the hair is pretty, and it can lead to other men, even though she's covering it, b'chule. Or I should say four. Three, something to stick out of her shetel or tichul or snood or hat, whatever. And four, other men. Now, so we have four reasons why women should have no hair. What's the reason she should have hair? That outweighs all four. Because she wants to have hair, and it's nice for her husband to see her hair. Okay, so it's four against one. But okay, so most circles we travel, one beats the four. Okay. But then with Chasam Sova, part of his community, they cut the hair. But give the guy a chance at least once, feel his wife's hair, So the minhag was, they would cut the hair the day after the wedding, after the Bilas Mitzvah. That was the minhag in Hungary. I guess it's probably the same minhag in Meir Sharm too, unless they became more firm in the cut even before they get married. I don't know what goes on in those communities. I'm not part of it. Let's assume. So, it's a chitza shayla. Since the hair is about to be cut, so it should be considered a chitza. Chasam Sofer says, no, it's not a problem. Oh. Where is the common idea of a chotet to osud lokutz? The Beis Yosef quotes it, kabit tziporen ubosar aporesh shimito sefta. The cause of tam nochon, the kola omed lokutz ke kotzut stomi should be. On the Mara Makom, I put you a run. Did we do that before? We didn't get there. I keep thinking we may have got there, but we didn't. The run is on the Mara Makom, Pinchul Nafayin Gimel. What's the case over there? A person is being matbil a pan with a handle, but he plans to cut the handle in half. And the question becomes, if he puts the whole handle under the water, why isn't there a problem of chatzitza at the place where the part of the handle which is going to remain is attached to the part which is going to be cut off? Since you're going to cut it off, that's already considered kikotzus if it's cut off, and therefore whatever doesn't come out, whatever at that juncture, the water can't get in. Why? Because this part which is going to be cut off, which is considered to be a chatzitza, is blocking the other half of the handle. Everyone understand the question? Fine. Good. It's a tosis. Clock is right. So we have to stop. We're out of time. We'll have to steer the toast to Mr. Shem and Chulna and Gimel with the Ran and a few other important things on Sunday. Mr. Sunday Shir at 12 o'clock. We'll see you on the Shemayim. Okay. Whoever has a Bechina to give me now, I'll take it now. When I email it, you can do that too. I'm just missing a few. I have almost everybody so far.
I emailed the Bechina. I didn't press the name.